Subbrus.
On demand. Follow Subbrus Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
I'm here on the line live with Surgun Mehta, the actress from the brand new film Kismet, which has just recently released here in the UK. Hi, Surgun.
Hi, hi, Pam. Hi, everybody.
How are you doing?
Superb.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. Kismet is getting a fantastic response over here.
I'm so happy everybody's liking it.
Well, how could we not like it? You know, I have to say, you do come across really, really well in Punjabi films. You've done a few up until now. But this one, you have a whole new look in this. I haven't actually seen the film myself, but I have seen the trailer, and you look very different. Please do tell us about your character in this film.
So I think Punjabi cinema was getting a little bogged down with a lot of comedy that was coming its way, and this is kind of like a breath air for everybody. It's a pure romantic love story, and it happens to be between a boy who's from a village, a Pendu boy, and a city girl. And what unfolds further is what you have to see in the film.
Oh, that's keeping us on our toes there. So it's a love story between a Sherdi Kuri and a Pindda Munda. Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Well, I have to say, it does look very good. And it does actually look like there's a couple of twists in the film as well. So I do know people that have been to see it, and people are raving about how good it is and how good your acting is in that film. And what was it like working with Ami Virk? Because it's the first time you've worked with him in a film, is that right?
Actually, me and him, our Punjabi debut was the same film, since he also, his acting debut was with Angrej. I'd been acting before in television, but my first Punjabi film was Angrej, so we've been together there.
Right.
And, but we haven't really done, you know, like a lot of scenes together, we weren't paired opposite together.
Yes.
So we didn't really have a lot of interaction. Post that, when he called me for the song Kismet, and I agreed to do it. The script was amazing, and I and everybody seemed to just love the song a lot.
Yes.
So post that, we were celebrating the success of the song Kismet when Jagdeep Sidhu told me the story. He had written it really long back, and I'm like, we have to do it. It's amazing. We have to do it. And somewhere down the line, everybody's like, what's the name of the film? What's the name of the film? And they're like, it's the same crew. It's Sargun. It's Ami. It's Johnny B. Prak with the music, so let's name it Kismet.
Yes, yes.
And I think even then I didn't realize that this one's going to be a joyride, but seriously, I don't know, I'm feeling a lot of joy today when I'm hearing that people are loving it and, you know, how they're feeling about the film and how it's doing at the box office. But I can tell you that when we were shooting for the film, we were just this happy, maybe more.
Oh, wow.
We had a very, very happy shoot.
That sounds great. He does actually look like a lot of fun to be with and someone to work with. So I can imagine there was a lot of musty going on the sets there.
Oh yeah, lots.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, but you're absolutely right. He was in Angrez as well. But as you're saying, you didn't actually work opposite each other. So you've done three films with Amrinder Gill, haven't you? Three great films. And we have Angrej, we have Love Punjab. And of course, one of my favourites is Lahoriye, a brilliant film.
My favourite too.
Oh, fantastic. Your character in that one was just phenomenal. I loved the way that you played the Lahori Kuri. Absolutely fantastic. Any plans to be working with Amrinder in the future?
I don't know. You never know.
Because you've got
I'm
a
sure
hat trick there.
Something lining up. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You have a hat trick there. So it'd be great to see you guys on the screen together again. I think absolutely brilliant together. But you can see, I mean, even I've seen even just from the trailers here with Kismet that there's a serious chemistry there between yourself and Ami Virk. And I, for one, am definitely looking forward to going and watching this film. As I said, I have heard about the twist in the film. So it's something that we should go and see, because it's not, as you're saying, your normal Punjabi formula film.
Yeah, it isn't, and we've treated it differently. You know, everything that you see in the film, the love, the romance, everything is just treated very differently. it's a very youth, energetic romance. It's a very today's time thing. Anybody will connect to it. Anybody. I think my parents, for one, went for it, and they're like, you know, we did this, or this happened to us. Every time somebody has walked up to me, has told me a reason why they related to the film, you know.
Fantastic.
So I'm sure that everybody who walks in will relate to it.
So it's there for everybody across all ages. And would you say that it's a family film?
It's definitely a family film. Obviously, we've also gotten a youth certificate to you know, get a stamp on that.
Yes.
Please go take your kids. Your kids are going to have a lot of fun.
That's great. And as you're saying, Punjabi cinema now is really going on to a different level, isn't it? It's amazing to see the leaps that Punjabi cinema is taking, and especially what I'm seeing here in the UK in terms of the box office hits that we're having as well with Punjabi cinema. What's your take on that?
It's see, when I came into the industry, it was a growing industry, and it's still a growing industry. Anywhere in the world, art and culture, you know, art is something that you can't really say that it's grown to its full potential. Anything in create always a growing thing. And so is cinema. We are evolving as the audience is evolving. And I'm so happy that so many more audience are getting attached to us. Every time we make a good film, we add a few more to our list of Punjabi film-watching audience, you know. So that's what it is about. That's how we are growing. There are a lot of Punjabis out there in the UK, in Australia, in Canada, in Northern America, everywhere. But I, for one, didn't sample Punjabi cinema like 5 years back. I don't remember watching anything, but the first film that I watched was maybe a Jatt and Juliet, you know?
Right, yeah.
And we still were making films before that.
Yes, we were.
So when you start making good films, people get attached to that cinema. I got attached to Punjabi because we were making good films. So I'm saying that today when Kismat is released in the UK and people are appreciating it, so we've added a lot more audience there.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. And even for us here in the UK, it's like I'm born here in the UK, but I've always understood Punjabi, I've always understood Hindi. But for my children, they are fluent in Punjabi, but not so much Hindi. They've become removed from there. So when I'm watching a Punjabi film, they love it because they can actually understand what's happening in the film. So you are actually, through the Punjabi films, targeting that audience here as well, you know, where otherwise they wouldn't really have that connection with Punjab the way we have,
yeah,
if it wasn't for the film.
Yeah.
So that's a really, correct, really good thing. But you've, yeah, also have done quite a lot of TV work in the past. You know, you did Balika Vadu. You were the lead role in that one. Is that right?
Yes, yes. I've been doing television for, like, before Punjabi films, I did television for 7 years.
Hanji, hanji.
So played quite a bit of role, did a bit of non-fiction, put my hands everywhere.
Any plans to come back to TV?
I don't know. I don't think I'm planning tomorrow. Seriously, I think it was a long time back that I was planning for tomorrow's when I realized that it's all a joke.
Yes.
All I've got to do is give in my best to what I have today.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing now.
I love that. I love that. My philosophy is be in the moment, live for today, and always give your best. And it sounds that you are living in that way, which is great, because that explains why such great things come from you. Like I said, because when you're on screen, you have this magic about you. So I definitely love to watch you in the films and on the telly. And talking about somebody else who has magic, Ravi, your husband, I just watched the second series of Rising Star. And he's the host in that one. Absolutely brilliant. And I was thinking, I wonder if you've got any plans to be hosting any shows in the future. But you were just saying that you're living for today. So I suppose you've answered that one, haven't you?
Ravi's brilliant at everything. It's just very funny. You know, I think I used to ask him, I said, you're good at this. How can you be good at everything? He's just good at everything. I, for that matter, have to develop a skill to start to do it, and I don't think I'm as good at it or even close to what Ravi does on stage like that. He's magic on stage.
He is magic on stage. I have, yeah, to say it was a pleasure to watch him hosting Rising Star, okay, 2. But I think you need to pull him into the Punjabi film industry, because your chemistry obviously on screen would just be sizzling.
just that he doesn't know how to speak Punjabi. Otherwise, I would definitely have him here. But he's soon going to be doing Bollywood films, so you're going to see him on the big screen.
Oh, very interesting. What are we going to be seeing him in?
Very soon, I'll let you know.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we will be watching this space. Thank you so much for your time today, Sargun. We really appreciate you taking the time out for our listeners. And we are recommending for everybody to go and watch Kismet. And it's fantastic. As you're saying, that it started with that one song, which was a couple of years back now, wasn't it? Kismet.
1.5 years back.
Yeah. And it's just grown and grown and evolved into this film. So absolutely brilliant. We wish you every success in the future. And I look forward to watching the film.
Thank you. I can't wait to hear your response. And you've watched it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I will definitely be in touch very soon.